From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. For years, the Oakland Tribune newspaper published an annual homicide map, but a few years ago it decided to try something new. The idea was to go beyond merely posting crime stats on a city grid. So the Tribune created an interactive community project on its website called Not Just a Number. The online homicide map included photographs of the victims, and it allowed friends, family, neighbors, or even strangers to exchange stories, music, or anything else in a file attached to the photo. But last year, families of some of the victims complained about the photos. Many of the victims' pictures on the homicide map were mugshots, and families said those shots criminalized their loved ones. In response, the mugshots were removed for a time, but this year the paper decided to continue using the mugshots. Martin Reynolds is the editor of the Oakland Tribune, and he joins me now to talk about that decision. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Why did you decide to go back to using the mugshots?
Well, as we started gathering all the photographs for this year's map, we, of course, decided to, as we had in the past, put out a call requesting family members to provide photographs that they may want for the map. We also used another source, which was the California Department of Motor Vehicles. But once we got all these pieces together, about a third of the map was without images. So we had a debate amongst ourselves about, well, what's more important? Do you show the faces? Do you just list the person's name and where they were killed and the date? And I ultimately decided that it was more important to show the face rather than just the number. You know, the whole spirit of Not Just a Number was that very point. These people are not just numbers. And although they're listed numerically on the map, they're not just numbers, and we need to see their faces, even if those mugshots come from the police department.
And just to be clear, you use the mugshots only if the families don't provide a personal photo.
Correct.
And if you had the option, you would instead use a photo provided by the DMV, the Department of Motor Vehicles.
Yeah, which is a more, obviously, more benign source.
Has there been any families that have stepped forward and said, we don't want our kids, our loved ones' picture in the paper?
Yeah, there have been. There definitely have been.
And have you honored that request?
Most definitely.
Was there a debate within the newsroom about journalistic integrity? Because if you had the option of using mugshots, in some of these cases it might suggest that the victim was caught up in a lifestyle that may have contributed to their death.
Right. Well, there was debate, and there certainly was debate when last year, when we initially, the first time, when Not Just a Number kicked off, and the folks who were really leading the charge were going around talking to families and hearing, you know, finally getting the feedback that people didn't like these mugshots, you know, there was debate that time about, you know, the old school journalists were like, well, you use what you got. And these other folks were like, well, no, we're going to betray the people who let us into their homes and told us their stories if we use these mugshots. So that debate, of course, continued this year because Not Just a Number, we're continuing to add to it, continuing to build on that legacy.
This Not Just a Number project was created by Katie Newton and Sean Connolly.
Yep.
What was the purpose of this? What were you hoping to accomplish?
Well, the coverage of crime for so long has been not really solution-oriented and not taking an approach where, as a news organization, we say, well, you know, we need to help to try and present solutions and also sort of capturing in a different way the data so that you could see the correlations between, you know, where people were killed, what they were killed by, you know, who they were, what their demographics were, so that we can begin to sort of really shape a picture of what the crime issue is and then maybe better report on it and better illuminate the problem.
The homicide rate has continued to increase since this map was first introduced a few years ago. Was there a hope that something like this might help reduce those numbers, reverse those numbers in the city?
Well, I think we would be very naive to think that our map would somehow serve as a means or a wake-up call to those people most involved in this lifestyle and living this way. I don't think we had hope that it would reduce it. I think we just hoped that we could better cover the issue and in doing so add something to the conversation.
Martin Reynolds is the editor of the Oakland Tribune. Thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.